Sunday Mornings with Yellowknife Vineyard.
So that's some of the things I get to share with you and just some of the bigger family. But I want today, this is a commissioning for these two, but I want it to be a commissioning for all of us. So you okay with that? Then I'm going to commission all of you as I do it with the two of them. And I've got something, highlighters. How many of you use highlighters? How many? Any? Okay. All right. There's more of you than I thought. They're not used as much. I love highlighting. I mean, you can see it on my notes. I've got highlighting all different places. I'm going to use highlighting today to draw out a specific vineyard value. And the specific vineyard value is everyone gets to play. Okay, so everyone gets to play, and I want to use this. And if you see in Ephesians chapter 4, I'm going to just zero in on the one verse, verse 16. It says, he makes the whole body fit together perfectly. Okay, I got a question for you. And I want you to raise your hand if this is you. Who of you has a perfect body? Besides Melt, who of you has a perfect body? Can you raise your hand? You know, here's the thing. We might not think our bodies are perfect, but they do function, don't they? Isn't it? You can move your... So everything is functioning. And sure, I could say I need to lose a little bit here. I need to strengthen here. But isn't that interesting? This passage talks about the body. And the body, although not perfect, and Jesus says, I'll fit it together perfectly, still working, still growing it, it does function. Here's the key, as each part does its own special work, and that's the commission to all of us. As each part, so the vineyard value is everyone gets to play. I've added my words to it, and unofficially, because it's not officially vineyard, but everyone gets to play their part. So I am not, you probably don't want me to be the worship leader, all right? So what you guys are doing, you probably don't want me doing that. Or the finances, that's probably not a good thing for me to do. But as each of you play your part, that's how the body fits together. And it says in there, it helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy, growing, and full of love. That's pretty decent result, isn't it? If each of us play our part in what we do. So I'm going back to highlighting here. So the first thing I'm going to highlight, and I'm going to commission you by asking you three questions. And I'm going to ask everybody else here, but I'm asking you three questions. So the first one, and why I'm using highlighting, is what is God highlighting in you? What is God highlighting in you? Because that's often, when you're trying to think of what's my part? You know, Mel could probably go around and say, this part, this part, this. You're trying to think, though, right now, what's my part? Here's the help. What's God highlighting in you? So if you think, if you pause for a moment, what is it that God is pointing to? He's drawing out, I know, Justin, you and I have talked about marriage ministry as one of those possible areas. And for each of you, though, I want you to think, it's good to pause. What is it that God is highlighting to you? What's he keep bringing up in your mind? It could be, here's a good way to do it, is during the week, when you look at your week and something's coming up, if you say something like this, oh, good, I'm glad today I get to, that's a good indication of what God could be pointing out to you. It could be something that, when do you lose track of time? When is it you're doing it and you just seem to lose track of time? That could be another indication of something that God is highlighting to you, something that you think, okay, that's my part. That's what fills your heart. Go to the other side. What breaks your heart? What is it that breaks your heart? Because that could be a clue as well of whatever breaks your heart. What is it that you're saying something like, someone should do something? That's kind of, you ever had that? Maybe.
I had somebody very close to me, and I won't say her name, but she's very close to me. She was just a few days ago, she was on a rant about work, about all that was happening at work. And Jabine, you'll agree, you'll feel this part here. She said, yeah, Dad, did I just say Dad? This isn't recorded, is it, on there? I said that I wouldn't use. Anita's going to take anything out of there. There. All right, my daughter Aubrey, okay. Ooh, yes. Sorry, Aubrey. She was on a rant, and she was talking all about systems and process. Dad, they got this wrong, they got that wrong. She was just going on and on and on. And when my daughter rants, you listen. That's how it works. And at the end, I had no answers for her, but I did have a question. She stopped. She was taking a breath, and I said, Aubrey, I said, what are you planning on doing? She looked at me, and you could see just the wheels turning. And she said, I'm going to improve it. I'm going to change it. And she has. In this last while, she has. But what breaks your heart? What is it that you're thinking that you just see the need, and maybe no one else does? That could be an indication. So that's the first thing. When God's highlighting something, you need to reflect. Secondly, what happens is, what are others highlighting in you? Hey, what are others highlighting in you? What are they pointing out? So like I said, I could have Mel come up here, and he could probably point to different people and say, I see this. Here's what I'm going to do. I want you to think in your mind, what is something that you appreciate about Jess, and what's something that you appreciate about Jabine? Okay, so just think of something you appreciate. And anybody want to volunteer anything? Really good food, okay. All right, something else? Hospitality? Transparency and honesty, okay. What else? Joy? Okay. Oh, man, this is good. Anybody else? Patience? Wow. Okay, we could be here all day. All right. That was a highlight there. Aren't you feeling encouraged? Here's what we need to do is people don't always know. You'll be amazed at how often people don't know their strengths. You point it out to them, and they go, oh, really? And you're thinking, hello? Everybody knows that. Except we need to share it. These two are the ones we're using today as far as the example, but it needs to be right throughout. And when you're thinking, here's a rule of thumb. Somebody had shared this with me, and I think it's really good. When you think, well, should I reach out? Should I say something to the person? You know, I want to say an encouraging word. Should I do that? Ah, they're probably busy. When in doubt, reach out. Okay? When in doubt, reach out. Because you'll be amazed. You'll get that text back that said, came at a perfect time. You'll be amazed what happens when you get that back. And when we've been talking, Melt and I have been talking about the two of you, and I was trying to think of different things, and Melt alluded to it, gifted administrator. That's who you came across to me as I heard and as we talked, gifted administrator. And Jess, you and I have talked about this. You're one that comes alongside. Someone that comes alongside, helps people and broken people. But those are two things that I thought that need to be highlighted in you, along with all the other things that were around us. We need to share those things. We need to say them because people don't know. So Kate had said something else, and this is just for you. She said, as a leader, we look for key attributes in fellow leaders and peers. We look for integrity. We look for faithfulness. We look for compassion, wisdom, sincerity, diligence, love, and obedience to the Lord. And this is what Kate said. Melt, has observed these strengths time and time again, and we come alongside him and celebrate the step of faith as both Jabin and Jess lead the families of Yellowknife Vineyard. Those are things that we look for in leadership. Obviously, somebody, it would have been Melt passing it on. So here's one of the kickers in this, is that you need to also ask for input from other people. What do you see in me? And some of it, when you've got good friends, this one was not from Melt, that happened, but another good friend, he said something to me and it stung. So just I'm letting you know, words from a close friend, as the Bible says, can be hurtful and also helpful. Hurtful and helpful, because once he said it and it stung, it's amazing how it became helpful after he did it. So when others, they might not be highlighting all the time, but you need to ask at times, what do you see in me? What is it around? And then the third one is, what are you highlighting in others? What are you highlighting in others? So this is the flip side of just what I said, is you need to be doing that. What are you seeing in others? So they see it in you, and they need to share that, and they did, which was pretty neat. But now each of you, this is the challenge I'll give to you, is you need to go to other people around. Sometimes, you know who the hardest people are to highlight something positive in? Isn't this crazy? It's your spouse. Your kids or your brother or friend that's really close to you. Those are oftentimes the ones. They know. There's something about the words when we actually say it that needs to be done when you highlight it. And you might find this happens. When I was a youth pastor, and I always had, some of these kids would always hang around my office. And you ever had something when you're trying to get something done and either your kids or somebody else keeps hanging around and you can't get anything done? Anybody relate to that? Okay, where it happens? Well, this guy, Dave, was just always hanging around. I couldn't get anything done. Finally, I said to him, I thought, I know, this is really bad when you're thinking, I'm admitting in front of you kind of the manipulative things that go through your mind as you're trying to get something done. I said to him something that I knew that he would not volunteer for, so that would now, he'd leave my office and I could go do it. I said, hey, I'm going to visit an older couple in the church. Do you want to come? And I knew that would exit him. He turns around to me and he said, sure. I'm going to visit an older couple in the church. Yeah, I'd like to come. This guy was a shy, he probably at that time being about grade 10. Very shy, very reserved. I thought, okay. We drove over to the house. We got out. I remember we were sitting with this couple. After just a few minutes, I saw it happen. This shy grade 10-year-old kid started doing the most amazing pastoral care to this couple. In front of my eyes, it was unfolded. I saw that happen, and I felt the love. I felt all that was going on. That was amazing. We got back out in the car after we were leaving, and I said that to him. I said, Dave, oh, man, that was amazing. And you know what he said to me? He said, what was amazing? Did you not know what you just did in there? No. He was just being who he was. I said, we had many conversations after that time. Dave became a pastor after he graduated and went off to Bible college. He became a pastor, this shy kid. That's what we need to do in other people, is point it out. And sometimes they're the unlikelies. Do you guys have a picture of my grandson? This is Jax. And I said to Jax, because I make chai lattes. We make it from scratch every day. So we grind everything up, the cardamom and the fennel, and we We have the ginger and the cinnamon, all of that's in there. And Jax is just 3 years old. But I said to him, because he's the unlikely, I said, Jax, I said, you want to help Papa make chai? And he said, yeah. And so he, you can't really see it. He pushed up. He's got this stool that he stands on, so he's up high enough that he can do it. And he's working it, isn't he? Doesn't he look like he's working into that? And he's making that all through there. And here's this three-year-old that now, because I highlighted something in, and it was by inviting. You need to invite other people. They might not know, and you might not know, until you invite them. And now Jax, he's become the chai guy, okay? Because what's happened is I wasn't there the one day, and Grandma was making chai, and Jax was helping. And he pointed out to Grandma that she got it wrong. So that's kind of how it happens after a while, is they become just amazing at what they can do. But I want you to think, and if you look around, who's the unlikelies? For, I don't mean in every job, but in the job that you're thinking of, or the role. Who's the unlikelies here? And then you invite them, and something amazing happens. But it's when you highlight something in somebody else. And for me, I mean, I saw it last night with Eden. You know, when we were doing the Lego, and I couldn't get some of those pieces apart that I put on wrong, and her little fingers would get it apart. That was just, and then watching, and then Zeke, you know, doing it. How fast was he in doing the Lego? Like, he was just going at it. But you watch and you see, oh, amazing. And it's good to highlight those things in our kids too. Wow. That is just something that what you did, and we had a fun time at their place last night, and I love just getting to know you guys as well. That was really good. Having extended family here was really neat, and then meeting the kids and spending time. But let me tell you something, is when I was a young pastor, there was something that I dreaded doing. I dreaded it. I didn't feel I was good at it, and I dreaded it. It was something that every time it came up that I was supposed to be doing it, and I didn't have to do it. I was the youth pastor. I didn't have to do it often. I'd rather go to the dentist at that time than do this. It was just one of those things that I dreaded doing. Anybody have an idea what it was that as a young pastor I dreaded doing? Yeah, preaching. I dreaded preaching. I just didn't think I had it in me. I wasn't that good at preaching. And any time it came that it was my turn that I was supposed to preach, I'd think, oh, what am I doing afterwards I could look forward to? You know, something after. And I finished preaching this one message. I was walking to the back. And to me, the worst possible thing could happen to me. This couple stopped me. And they said, Neil, can we talk to you? What did I say? What did I do? There was something, obviously, I did. Am I a heretic? You know, what did I? So, but that's not the face that I portrayed to them, is it? I went, oh, sure. Let's go to the back. And we went, kind of marching to my death here. We went to the back. And this couple, Jerry and Paula, so this would have been now almost 40 years ago. And they said to me, they said, Neil, when you preach, our boys, which were 8 and 6, can understand you. You have a way of presenting and teaching that they can understand you. Jerry just passed away not too long ago. He's been a mentor in my life all the way through. But he and I, before he passed away, I said, Jerry, do you remember saying that to me? He said, yeah, he and Paula. I said, that impact has carried on. I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for the people around that highlighted something. So that's what you need to do. You need to spot those things, and you need to highlight them. And the result, healthy, growing, and full of love. Mel, you want that church? Healthy, growing, and full of love? Do you want that church? Healthy, growing, and full of love? Then the challenge is, what is God? Let's go back to this. What's God highlighting in you? What are others highlighting in you? And what are you highlighting in others? Just so they remember, I am going to give them. Isn't that so generous of me? I'm going to give them this package of highlighters that you can put those some spot just to remember and remind you of what it is. Those are the three things that as I look at it, he makes the whole body, that's Jesus, fit together perfectly as each part does its own special work. It helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. Can we have somebody get the kids? Is that possible to let them know that we can get them? And Jabine and Jess, can you come up? Wouldn't you know it, when I had this book and I just was at the back there before church, and all I did was set it down, and I had a whole crowd of kids around me. So I ended up having to go through the Bernstein Bears and do it. And I thought, wow, what a great way of a welcome. So thank you for your kids that welcomed me that way and me going through it. There they come. All right, here comes the kids. So we'll do it in such a way, hopefully, that this is Vineyard. All right, having kids around and having noise and things around is normal. That's not abnormal. So, hey, Zeke, hello, Eden, you come on up here. Because we wanted them to be a part of this. And for you guys, I mean, it's a whole family thing. And I love this. Jess made this. And the detail and just all the stuff that's on there. She made that. That is very special. That he gets to wear that. Here they come. All right, here comes the kids. Come on in here. At this service, we're doing a commissioning for you. Obviously, people have seen your giftedness. They see where you're involved with family. And the love that's there that you have for them. Others have seen your dependence on God. How are we doing? You're going to get, is he around? Okay. We'll get them up here. Because it's neat to do this as a family. There comes Grandpa. Hey, Mark, you're going to bring up. Ezra's pointing out. When I met Ezra, it was this. He's got the killer smile that's going to get him into all kinds of trouble, or at least the parents in trouble of when he has that. So that's great. The family is here. God has seen something on you. Do you see them up here too? Isn't that neat? We're going to do something in the next little while. You might be able to come up. There is something that I wanted to ask you. In front of all these witnesses that are here, do you willingly step into this role of leading in this community of Yellowknife Vineyard Church? Do you willingly do that? Because that's pretty neat to see in front of everyone here. Now, for you, there's a commitment back. Do you support them? Are you willing to walk with them, to journey with them, to encourage them, to be there with them? I'm asking you, are you willing? It's pretty neat to hear that from the people that are around. And Anita, just before the service, she shared a verse that was very personal to her, that she felt was something special that she'd been going through this week, and that was in the prayer room. That was the verse that I'm going to share right now that I had highlighted for them. And it's Ephesians 2:10. And I love how the New Living Translation says it. says, for we are God's masterpiece. That's who you are, and as a family, you're God's masterpiece. He's created you anew in Christ Jesus so you can do the good works he planned for you long ago. When there's that kind of confirmation, when other people see it, it's neat when we share that. Something spiritual that happens when we share that together and having the family here. So I'm going to ask the family to come up because we're going to pray for them. So can you come up as family? And we're gonna surround them. And then I'm going to move this over. I'm going to ask if there's others of you that want to come up. We'll have the family right in your close. If there's others of you that want to come up and pray for them by being close at least, if you can't lay on hands, you'll be at least close. So you can do that. You can come up. So I invite you if you want to come up. Yeah, the kids are welcome. Oh, yeah, the kids are welcome, too. If any of the kids want to come up here, that's fantastic. You can come up as well and be a part of it. So we're going to pray, and I know you're praying with us, but I would like to invite you, any of you that would like to pray, and then melt after a period of time that you feel, then we can. But let's pray together. Amen.
Yeah, thanks. That'd be great. Yeah. Would you give them a round of applause, please? Thank you. Thank you, Neil. Thank you to the family. Thank you to the broader family of church. It's quite incredible, Neil. Just listening, I do wonder if Mark Vollenberg was here, what he would actually say. Karen, you would remember him too, I'm sure. Was you do kind of, sort of, sort of? It's a distant memory, right? There are not many people who were here at that time, but it is. Credit to God's mercy and grace. The 25 years in, that there is a congregation that has not survived, there is a congregation that is flourishing. We are very grateful to God for that. Neil, thank you for your message. You were definitely the right dude to come up. We'll think about doing it again sometime, all right? So bless you for that. We're going to worship together, and then we'll close the service.
Please stand with us as we sing a song in closing.
Worthy of every song we could ever sing. Worthy of all the
Thank you for listening. We hope you can join us again next time. Be blessed.